With Harry Styles on KCHA, finally Friday, it's March 10th, 27 degrees downtown at Charles City. Well, one would think we'd be talking wrestling right now, but we're not. We have Darren Crooks in studio. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Awesome work at State Wrestling.
Thank you.
You and the gang down there always sounds amazing. Can't wait for next year. But that's not why you're here. Of course, we have the 44th annual Cedar Valley Ducks Unlimited Banquet, which is coming up Saturday, April 8th. Go ahead and give us details on what that is and what we can expect.
Well, the Cedar Valley Ducks Unlimited Banquet on Saturday, April 8th is a conservation banquet that we put on every year to raise money for locally for our projects to put in conservation. So, I mean, you don't have to be a hunter to go to it. We have a ton of people that come to this banquet without being a hunter at all, because conservation is good for wetlands, you know, and for farm projects and different things like that. It brings a lot of habitat for all things, even besides waterfowl. So we have a good time doing that, and it's a very good banquet. We have prime rib dinner that night. Nice. It's a very good meal. It's going to be given by Elma Locker this year. So several raffles and a lot of fun stuff at the banquet.
Now, speaking of the raffles, I know you can win shotguns and rifles and all that. Talk about some of those raffle prizes.
Yeah, we have, we try to pride ourselves as one of the banquets around the area that has the most guns. So I think we're going to have almost 35 guns up for raffle this year. So you have a chance to win up to 35 guns. So it's a big deal. So, and we also have a woman's table. You know, a lot of women go to our banquet now, spouses and other, and we have just a table just for women. So, they usually, get to put just their tickets in, so they're not going against everybody. So that's kind of a nice thing too.
That is cool. And of course, it's not just limited to rifles and shotguns. I mean, you can get prints,
pistols,
decoys,
yeah.
And
there's all kinds of things. There's a silent auction and a live auction. Usually on the live auction, we have decoys and prints, and then in the silent auction, we have anywhere from signs and prints and coolers and knives and just different things Ducks Unlimited related, and very, very cool stuff to display at your home or wherever you want to.
Definitely. And I'm looking at the sheet right now, and if you respond here in the next couple of days, within the next 8 days, you'll be eligible to win $50 in raffle tickets as well. So talk about tickets. How much are tickets? Where can you get them?
Well, you can contact any member, and we have tickets for sale, but you can see this post several places on Facebook. Get a hold of one of us. My number is 330-9723 for me. But Dustin Rippentrop, the number you've been displaying or putting on the radio, you can call him on the flyer. There's several places you can see the flyer up, like I said, on Facebook and stuff. You contact one of us, we'll get the tickets. There's also a sponsorship. I've gotten some sponsorships this year. You get two tickets along with that, plus $150 in raffle tickets for only spending $260. So it's kind of worth it if you go for that sponsorship, and then your name will be put on and recognized and stuff. So I know several people do that sponsorship package for tickets.
Nice. So prime rib going to be served up on Saturday, April 8th, once again at the Floyd County Youth Enrichment Center, located at the Floyd County Fairgrounds, of course, 2516 7 Mile Road in Charles City. Anything else you want to push for this?
We're not selling any tickets at the door this year as far as meals, because this year we're going with Elma, so we have to put in our meal tickets, our approximate number, about a week before. So, but we will let you guys in the door, and you're welcome to, spend money on tickets and try to win stuff and silent auctions and auctions. So it's going to be a fun night. It always is. There's a ton of people there every year, and it's just a good time to come out and socialize and do something back for your local wetlands.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Darren, for joining us this morning, and good luck next month.
Thank you.
All right. It is 8:18. We have your North Iowa weather and weather announcements coming up.